straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54. Area 54.
Thank you. long before, have the Maccabee control the world, the whole of nature, and that's what they want.
I didn't get whether, so we're not British, we're all part of the same thing, is that what you're trying to say?
Then we sing a song together to celebrate the unity of nature, the vitality, okay. The vitality of love.
Together. Hey now, let's get up together. When I get up with you, you're always on my mind. But you'll never know it just by looking at me. I want you to know that I love you endlessly.
Some of them are done, I'm gonna show you. Area 54 with you. Appreciate you guys tuning in. That was Fareed. The song's called Sound Champions off the album Sound of Rhythm and Culture.
That goes out to our listener, Van.
Nice one there, Van.
He requested it the other night when we played out, and we didn't have it with us.
Well, it's a great request, and if you didn't know, Van Fareed, of course, cut his teeth at the 18th Street Lounge with Thunderball and Thievery Corporation. It's actually, one of their studio engineer guys. And of course, now comes out with his own sound. And you can definitely hear that 18th Street Lounge
and his
influence.
Own record label.
Yeah, definitely can hear that thievery influence in all his music. Sofa Surfers before that did a song called "Can I Get a Witness." Good little matchup there with that Fareed song. It's off the album "See the Light." The Two Bears, their new album is called "Be Strong." It's a great album. We played a song called "Church." Policia from Minneapolis did a song called "Amongsters." It's off the album "Give You the Ghost." And we start off the whole set with Mike Snow. Oh man, this song is called "The Wave." It's kind of a follow up to "Paddling Out." I don't know, the video is, his new album's due out in April, it's called Happy to You, and I'm telling you, this video is freaking strange.
Wait, the Wave?
The
one?
Wave, oh yeah, oh man, it's strange. It's,
well, first you thought they were all surf references.
Yeah, the videos don't match for sure, but it's kind of interesting. He's got a song, first single is called Paddling Out, the second single is called The Wave. Yeah, you would think it was based on surf, but it's all shot in like the Mojave Desert or something, the videos are.
No paddling out there.
There's none. Yeah.
Well, they're going to be at the Roseland on the 11th of April, so looking forward to that show. I've listened to the whole album. It's pretty cool. There's some great tracks on it. A little different. Still definitely their trademark sound. There's some more ballads on there, some more like symphonic kind of sounds on there as well. And I don't really hear an Animal song on there. That was kind of their breakout hit track.
Right.
But maybe I just need to listen to it a couple more times. But
well, it's good to he definitely some great vocal tracks on this so far of what I've heard. I haven't heard the whole album yet, but what I've heard I sure like. So hey, jury's still out, right, Mike? It's early.
Yeah, but it's going to be a great show at the Roseland, though.
No
for
doubt.
Sure.
Yep.
Figure of Eight. Next, here a song called Sophie Galpin. Check it out. Stay Mike with you.